Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Competing with the White Sox for public money right now?
I would say not competing. I mean, they're one of the key sports franchises in the city. And I always start each and every morning grateful, prayerful, and hopeful. And I just think now with the intellectual horsepower that we have in Chicago, that we should be able to figure this out.
You're looking at the Bears at the White Sox lease. You know, has 6 or 7 years left to go, and the White Sox have some options, and they might move out of the city, they might move out of town, they might go to Nashville. That wasn't us. That was a guy at Cranes. Now, ever since the article came out, well, I've been reading about that. I've been threatening to move the team to Nashville. I mean, that article didn't come from me.
Whoa, I wish the world were truly happy.
The voices you heard were our close personal friend and soul music compatriot, Kevin Warren.
He is neither. Well, he is one of those things.
He's definitely one of those things.
Not the other.
We'll let the listeners choose. And then Jerry Reinsdorf.
Also.
Our close
personal friend.
Not our soul music compatriot. I'd be surprised.
You're a kid who grew up in Brooklyn in the 50s?
It's true. More of a doo-wop guy then. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
It's probably a Dion and the Belmonts guy. And then Lionel Richie doing Zoom by the Commodores? Is that correct?
The Commodores doing. This is the same thing you said to Kevin.
I said the voices you heard, though.
I know, but in this instance.
No, you're right.
You made the same mistake to Kevin, and he got mad at you.
I lost cred. I lost soul music.
You're a music guy!
I lost soul music cred with the great Kevin Warren, and that's why he hasn't gotten back to us.
That's the reason. Speaks, I don't know if you heard, but according to the Chicago Fire are building a stadium at the 78.
Good source.
Well, I mean, look, it's not totally done yet, and their timeline might be a little aggressive because there are things to consider, like the seawall there. That is right along the river. There are things that you have to figure out from a logistics standpoint, but it looks like they want to build a $650 million stadium, which they are fronting the cash on.
That is a big part of the story. I drove by there the other day, not far from my home there in the South Loop, drove right through that thing. There's a baseball field over there. There's pickleball courts over there. There's a little like athletic development that they're trying to do.
Yes.
But to your point, the White Sox have long been rumored to be wanting to build a stadium there.
Because that's the view that they should have from 35th and Shields if they just took the ballpark and just turned it 90 degrees.
Do you think that this completely rules out the possibility of them both building there?
No, But I would say the chances of the White Sox jumping onto this and them needing state money, if I'm Joe Mansueto and I'm like, wait, I'm putting up $650 million.
That's the owner of the Fire.
I'm not just going to let you guys piggyback off of that unless there's going to be some actual investment by you and not just you waiting for the state and IFSA to put you in here. Like, I'm if I'm them, if I'm the Fire, like, no, we got here. Like, we are going to put shovels in the ground. We're going to build our place. We're going to build a proper soccer stadium, like soccer-sized stadium. I think that it's perfect for that. And now it becomes an issue of how much money will they need for infrastructure. There are some estimates that they'll need almost equal the amount that they want to put in for the infrastructural changes that'll have to happen as part of this. And it's a good thing that we can talk with Cam Buckner about this too. I'm curious on what he thinks of how all of this is going, but it does look like Bad Boys move in silence. And that the Fire were just kind of like, yeah, go ahead. Keep on rattling your sabers. We're just going to, like, do it.
Let me add one thing to the question I asked, which you answered well, in terms of, does it rule out the idea of a Sox stadium? I agree, it does not rule it out. Because the original plans had room for both. But here's a big problem that I want to add.
I think it's a little tight, though.
Well,
but
that's why I want to add this. Because one of the ways they really screwed up when they built what is now Raitt Field is that they built it high instead of wide. And this space now, is with a soccer field there, would require them to again build high and tight instead of wide and flat. And the danger in that is what they did last time, which is where they had a ridiculous upper deck that they eventually had to cut off
10 rows from.
And they put two levels of skyboxes in that they couldn't sell. And they still have it now. When you go there and you sit in the upper deck, you are so high because of that extra level of skyboxes that you were never able to sell in the first place.
I think you're fine in the first 10 rows of the upper deck, but that's just me.
I agree with that. But there's a lot of others. Like, row-wise, and I figured some of this out when the original stadium plans were coming out, Fenway Park has more rows than Raitt Field.
That's not good.
Wrigley also has more rows than Raitt Field in terms of width and depth. The Sox built high, and it was a problem, and you shouldn't build high again. That is not the way that most ballparks are doing it.
I really like the idea of, this is something that we want, and we're going to, as been said by Brandon Johnson multiple times, has been said by J.B. Pritzker, skin in the game. Here's the money. Like, we're going to do this. Like, we want to do this, and we're going to use our own money to do it versus the, well, let's grease the wheels of Chicago and Illinois politics that have changed dramatically since the last time you tried to do this. And then you end up in a space like this. There's also the idea of the owner doth protest too much. While you were taking pictures with the mayor of Nashville, it's not that hard for a White Sox fan to believe that the White Sox might not want to be here anymore.
I gotta, you're putting me in the awkward position of defending Jerry Reinsdorf.
Go for it.
he wasn't taking pictures with the mayor of Nashville. It wasn't a photo op. He was seen going into the office of the mayor of Nashville.
By his publication of choice, which he then kind of is like, oh, it's just the Cranes people.
So you think he's playing the Cranes thing as like, I didn't write that. They wrote that.
Yes.
You think he's just doing his game?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and ask me whatever you want to ask me, and I'll answer whatever I feel like.
One of the most momentous days in Chicago sports radio history, when Jerry sat down with everybody and gave them a big pile of himself, and we all heard it, and we're able to dissect it a little bit. So it has changed. Politically, it has changed dramatically.
Yes. Back when they did this back in the 80s, you had a mayor, a governor, and a speaker of the House that were all in the bag for the White Sox.
That's true. And also in the 90s with the United Center.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. the two stadiums that got built, the two new stadiums that got built in the last 30 years got built with Jerry Reinsdorf's weight. But they got built with the help of the Dailies and Mike Madigan and
Big Jim Thompson
and Bill Lipinski.
Yes!
And back in the day, the late Dan Rostenkowski. Like, these names that you've heard about that have been some of the
most notorious names in Chicago political history.
And Illinois downstate with Madigan, connecting things and getting things done for the city. Like, Jerry had a way with those people. And I admit, I still gave him credit for those possibilities because he has successfully played that game for decades and decades and decades at the beginning of this whole process. And he's not out of the game completely.
No, not at all. I mean, look at the support he has for Project 1901, which I think is an amazing project.
I totally agree. And the United Center is a massive success. And he's not out of the game for building the new one just yet. But the game, as you are saying, has jumped up and passed him by.
It's changed.
Kind of like baseball.
Well, I mean, if you want to draw that parallel, we had a long discussion about people trying to tell him about how the future is going to go and him being like, nah, that's not how it's going to work. And then people being like, oh, okay, you're sure that you don't want to step into the future with the rest of us?
I think I got to draw that parallel. I think we have to. I think it's the same thing. I think it's a extremely powerful, gold-laden man who has doubled and tripled and quadrupled down, being set in his ways at times through the decades, and the games are and have passed him by. And I mean, he needs to pivot here. What's the pivot?
The pivot is Arlington Heights. That's the pivot.
Man. Yeah.
You could get really silly with it if you wanted to. We'll play at Soldier Field.
Yeah, like, it's going to take some creativity and some heady pivots. Before we pivot, can we hear Mark Gannis on this morning?
I thought you were going to say pivot there.
Oh, yeah, see?
And before we pivot, at 4 o'clock.
Before we pivot to pivot.
With that, we'll pivot to the negative.
There's a White Sox drop for everything. Tanny, are we wrong in drawing the parallel between the game passing him by politically and athletically as well? Are we wrong?
Well, the listeners can decide.
I'll let the listeners decide.
Jerry Reinsdorf, we know what a heady businessman he's been over the years. Has he been outmaneuvered here by Joe Mansueto?
No, I think what this was more than anything else was what Springfield changed on him over the years. What has happened in state government in particular, not as much in the city, but has happened in state government. And the big change is, you know, when the old guard, you know, look, some people did well with the old guard, you know, the Michael Madigan old guard, you know, that whole group. There were a lot of people that, you know, did well. There are people that felt the city and the state was a better place to be, a better place to do business when you had the Dailies and you had the Madigans and things, you know, got done and that kind of thing. Then there are people who say, no, that was very unfair and corrupt and we have to get rid of that. And, you know, there are arguments to be made in both directions, but it's different. It's not the same place. It's much harder to get things done in Springfield, and that is what has changed on Jerry. So I don't think it's that he was outmaneuvered. I think just the political circumstances and the broadcasting circumstances have changed over the last 15 years in a very meaningful way.
In the last 5 years, and that would there's so much there. But yes,
don't you think that is objectively expressed, like in a way? They did get things done. They got it done really with a lot of shady activities and hurting a lot of other causes and with a lot of self-interest mixed in, but it's how things got done and that the game has changed. Like, I think that's kind of objectively expressed. We are more judgmental. Gannis, as a news coverer, is kind of expressing the way that it has gone down.
Yeah, it's the way that it's gone down, but you... The reason that I disagree with his idea that the game hasn't passed him by or he wasn't outmaneuvered is because when making moves, you have to factor those things in. And if those things were not factored in, then you were playing from behind the whole time. And that means you got outmaneuvered. The fact that you weren't able or willing to spend your own money to get the thing that you desperately wanted. Like, you wanted it. You wanted the 78. Joe Mansueto was like, I want it so badly, I'll pay for it. Here. How does that make you feel, state legislature?
Mm-hmm.
Makes us feel a hell of a lot better about all of this stuff.
Yeah, you lead with that instead of leading with, I might go to Nashville.
Or leading with, I want some money from the state. And the state and the representatives from the city being like, hold up a minute. We gave you all sorts of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with your ballpark.
Yeah.
Like, it's not in disrepair. I'll get on a whole thing about this, but it's the truth.
It's good. You sound good going on a whole thing about
this. It's not like there's anything wrong with 35th and Shields.
Can I share a data point, and credit to the texture for hipping me to this? I hadn't realized this. This is yesterday at ABC 7, Mike Madigan, 83-year-old Mike Madigan.
83.
Is fearful of the prospect of a lengthy prison sentence.
Well.
Right?
Don't do dirt.
Among the big names writing a letter on Madigan's behalf are White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf.
And guess what? That's not going to help you get a ballpark in the 78.
Reinsdorf credited Madigan with helping keep the team in Chicago and getting a new stadium. Saving the White Sox resulted in hundreds of millions of dollars in economic benefit to Illinois, not to mention making possible the first World Series championship in 88 years. So this is incredible. The defense attorney says the letters do make a difference. Whatever. Jerry is still trying to help out the friends that helped him.
He's a loyal man.
The difference is, instead of them being downstate with any power, they're facing a life sentence in prison.
Right.
That's the difference.
Now, you guys follow politics much more than I do, but correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, like, the current Democratic leadership, generally speaking, I know it's always problematic, but across Chicagoland, they're trying to be exactly what Mike Madigan was not, right?
That's a way that the game has changed,
yes,
Tanny.
Tanny, I think that even though you do not follow politics, I think that you have stumbled upon something.
Well, hold on. Let's say they want to appear as if they're doing everything differently.
And the other part is that, and where I think the whole concept of being outmaneuvered is understanding the environment that you're in. People do not want public money for private enterprise. They don't. And one only needs to look at what happened in Missouri. The Kansas City Chiefs.
You left off an eye.
Missouri.
Still not ready.
No?
That's okay. You'll get there. Keep going.
I'll be dead in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri.
Well, you're clearly not recognizing them.
No.
Yeah, the Chiefs, like, they had, you're right.
The Chiefs might move to Kansas.
I know.
And they're probably not going to do that.
Yeah, the stadium grift is probably up.
People are hip to the grift now. And all of that. And again, those are all things that you can be outmaneuvered because you or your people or your lobbyists are not hip to what's going on.
For the sake of interaction, we appreciate it. Texture says, I would call very little about that Mark Gannis interview objectively expressed. It was source fluffing. I've never heard that phrase, but I like it.
Let's add it to those three things that Sarah gave us last week. We got to figure out a way to do source fluffing. Is that like source coding?
Well,
so to speak.
Yeah. So what did she give you? She liked one of mine, right? Which was it?
Go chew on bark.
Yeah. Chewing on bark was Terry Bradshaw.
She had she liked Full Metal Jacket. Never seen it.
Born Again Hard.
Yeah.
Born Again Hard. Yeah. Like Matt Shaw is Born Again Hard. I might actually just let him serve in my beloved corps. That's right.
It doesn't turn out well. Spoiler alert.
Just stop the movie there. It's like, oh, this is a nice story.
It's a nice story of redemption for everyone. Look at how good of a soldier he's turned into because of abuse and bullying. There's nothing that's going to happen psychologically to the young man.
See what a little hard work can do for you?
Yeah.
Pride in yourself and country.
He's going to be totally fine.
Yeah, he looks healthy now, too. He's going to live a good, long, healthy life. Probably have some grandkids.
So again, the lesson is, if someone's messing up, hold them down and beat them with bars of soap.
That's always been.
Do that, and then they're totally going to be fine.
Now we're back to downstate politics.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, have they tried that in Springfield?
They did for years.
I mean, they really did. You know what? Luckily, we can ask someone who knows.
Oh, let's do that.
Because I don't think anyone's going to be holding Cam Buckner down. They're going to have a problem on their hands if they try that. But we can ask him about all of this stuff and the Bears stuff, too. We will talk with Representative Cam Buckner next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
I'll tell you, the focus now is both downtown and Arlington Heights. And so, you know, one thing, I've said it before, these are not linear processes or projects. They take time. They take a lot of energy and effort. I am very, very pleased with where we are. And we're fortunate to have optionality. And as I said, downtown, from a museum campus standpoint, there's been some discussion about the Michael Reese site, but then also Arlington Heights is I keep going back to it. It's an absolutely fantastic piece of land.
Kevin Warren is clearly in love with Chicago skyline and lakefront. And why wouldn't you be? It's beautiful. It's robust with life and fun.
Hey, man, right beauty. Now, especially right now, like we were having coffee on the lakefront the other morning and a doctor is pulled over on her bike. She's from India, but she's in town for a conference. And she was like, oh, are you in for the conference? We're like, no, we live here. She's like, you live here? This city is beautiful. And we're like, oh, yeah, yeah. It's unbelievable.
When the Chicago 5K happens, it's the day before the marathon. I run it, or I've run it, and I was out there trying to just do my best time. And then you realize that the people who are running it are there with people from around the world that are running the marathon the next day, and they just stop. Like the trail takes you down Randolph, and then you end up on the lakefront.
Yeah, it's jaw dropping.
And then people are like, oh my God. I'm like, why is everyone stopping? I was like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, well, I live here, so I see this literally every day. So yeah, I understand why Kevin Warren would fall in love with it, but they're also, as he would say, the largest landowner in Arlington Heights. We wanted to pick the brain of Cam Buckner, who is the representative of the 26th District, which takes you along the lakefront from down here and then stretches all the way to the south side of Chicago. But of course, Hyde Park got a Hyde Park. So, you know, that boundary is eaten up by another representative. So we thought that we would ask Cam Buckner onto the show. He joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. The representative of the 26th District, Cam Buckner, joining us here on The Score. Cam, thanks for the time. We appreciate you jumping on with us.
Thank you all. Thanks for having me.
All right. I want to get educated because I've heard you over the last like 18 months when talking about the Bears' possibility for stadiums. And I feel like you and I have been pretty much aligned until recently. Like, I love your stance on the wanting to hold people accountable for not using public money for private finance. What would you say is your position right now on the idea of the Bears having a stadium in Chicago versus Arlington Heights?
Well, I've been very clear about this. I think one thing that makes Chicago special is that all of our professional sports teams play within the city limits. That's not true in LA. That's not true in New York. That's not true in Philadelphia. It's not true in Dallas, right? And so I think that's a special thing about Chicago and Chicago's sports anatomy. And so what I've said since the beginning is that I think that there are ways for the Bears and the people of Chicago and the people of Illinois to find some common ground. What I do not want and what I have not been a fan of is writing a blank check to a private entity to build a private stadium without any public benefit. But where I am today is not divergent from that. Where I am today is that still remains the case. But I think that there are ways that the Bears can come to the table with a responsible package that makes sense for the people. But the first thing that has to happen, y'all, is that we've got to figure out where they want to be. You can't have two focuses. You can't focus on Arlington Heights and Chicago. We need to know what their plan is. And they've said in the last few weeks that they are no longer focused on the city.
Well, that's the thing, and we appreciate the time. That's the thing, is that it seems like there's a disconnect between how the mayor has discussed this and how you are discussing this. Like, I think Arlington Heights is the focus, right? So why the continued conversation about possibly Chicago?
I agree. They've said that Arlington Heights is the focus. Now, I think the question remains, though, what do they need to make Arlington Heights happen? Does that mean property tax legislation in the state legislature? Does that mean infrastructure money from the state government? If that is the case, then it makes the conversation a little different, because then you're asking folks like me, who represent Chicago, who don't want to see the Bears leave the city, to sign off on letting them go. Signing off, not just sign off on it, but pay to help them move. I think that that's problematic.
I mean, I get the idea of you representing your district and the micro of that, but wouldn't the macro be that no matter where they went, as long as they stayed in the state, you would be helping people who live in the state and probably work in Chicago, even if a stadium is built in Arlington Heights?
It would depend on what they're asking for. This is why we have asked them to show their hand, to once again create some sunlight and some scrutiny so we can have a real conversation. If what they're asking for is quote unquote property tax certainty, which means that schools and young people who live in Arlington Heights are getting less money for books and classrooms because they're freezing property taxes for a ballpark, I think that that's worth a real conversation. Once again, I'm not saying no to any actual proposal. What I'm saying is show me the proposal so we can have a conversation.
How would you describe your interactions with the Bears?
They've been good. Kevin Warren came in with a mandate to do things differently, and he has. He has found a way to insert himself and his family into the fabric of Chicago in ways that Ted Phillips never found necessary. I've known Kevin for a number of years. I knew him initially when he was the general counsel at the Minnesota Vikings. Leslie Frazier, who was the former head coach there, former Chicago Bear, a good friend of mine and my family. That is how I met Kevin nearly 15, 20 years ago. I watched him in awe as he realigned my home conference. I played in the Big Ten, and I think he did wonders there. And he has been a great steward, I think, of the Bears' legacy here in Chicago. And so we have had great relationship. We have had open and honest conversation. And I say today to you all what I've said to Kevin, both publicly and behind closed doors, is we need to know what your plan is.
We're boarding all passengers.
Representative Cam Buckner is our guest here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Are you on the train? Is that what that is?
That's a little bit of a O'Hare Airport back noise. I just got back into the city.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, we thank you for making us a priority of you coming back. That's outstanding. It's frustrating. Like, I get where you're coming from, Cam. Like, the idea of we can't say no or yes if there isn't something that's concrete. What do you think is holding up the Bears from saying concretely, this is where we're going to go and this is what we're asking for?
I can't quite figure that out. And, you know, I think many of us on my side of this conversation are open and logical and balanced and want to be able to have those conversations. We want some certainty and some surety and some stability to figure out how we help the economy of the state of Illinois. And what this sports franchise means to the people here, not just in this state, but in this region. I'm at a loss for why we have not heard that yet.
Representative Cam Buckner with us here on The Score. With all due respect, what power do do representatives like you have in this situation? You can ask for what you're asking, but is there any reason for Kevin Warren and the Bears to give you what you're asking for?
I'll be clear, the Bears are a private organization and they have the ability to move and go to wherever they want to go based on what works for their team and the family and the organization. The only reason that anyone talks to anybody like me about this is because there is the thought that the Bears want some policy in Springfield to move in order to make that happen. And so folks like me, I mean, my power lies in the power of the people who sent those of us who represent these districts to Springfield. There are 110,000 folks in my district who obviously many of them don't want to see the Bears leave. And I'm not short-sighted or myopic where I think that that's the only stance here. But what is true is that if the Bears want infrastructure money, if they want quote-unquote property tax certainty or freeze of their property taxes, they have to come and talk to the 118 members of the Illinois House of Representatives and the 59 members of the Illinois Senate and have a conversation about what that looks like.
And do you think that there are a number of representatives that feel this way? Have you been building a coalition, or could you build a coalition in that regard?
I think there's a natural coalition here, a natural coalition of not just Chicago representatives and senators, but folks in other parts of the county and in other collar counties who have said, hold up, wait a minute, let's figure out what the true plan is and what that means for us moving forward. And so I'm not alone. I just may be one of the loudest voices in the room, which I don't mind. But there are folks who have real questions and they want to see, again, what the plan is.
Cam Buckner played at the University of Illinois. What I didn't realize until today when a friend with the Cubs reached out and reminded us is that you managed neighborhood and government relations for the Cubs from 2013 to 2015. Is that correct?
That is true. So I've got a little bit of experience, not just on the gridiron running my head against other people, but I've built stadiums. I've helped build stadiums. in the major league space within the city of Chicago. And so I got a little understanding about how these things should work.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. That's fascinating because those were interesting years. I remember those years. You know, we were here. We were on the air covering as the Cubs were trying to figure out, are they going to get money? Are they not going to get money? Ended up getting some tax breaks, but ended up spending a lot of their own money. That must have informed your thought process quite a bit at this point.
Well, absolutely. And one thing I will say, whether you root for the team on Addison or the team on 35th Street in this city, what I will say is one thing that is extremely admirable about what the Ricketts family did in that engagement is that they decided not only would they spend their own money to make this happen, but they would never even play the game of threatening to leave, right? Not saying we're going to Tampa or we're going to Rosemont or we're going anywhere else. Tom Ricketts would personally tell me in my office during those days that Chicago Cubs fans deserved to see Chicago Cubs baseball in Wrigley Field and that he was going to be willing to make it happen no matter what. And to me, that's admirable.
Didn't he lose a little power and leverage with that, though, would you say?
He did. He did. He did for sure. But at the end of the day, I think it was the right thing for the organization. It was the right thing for the people of Chicago. No one is left holding a bag that the people didn't sign up for. I remind you that the people of Chicago still owe hundreds of millions of dollars on the last Soldier Field renovation that the Chicago Bears asked for. And I don't know if they ever get their money back on that.
The answer to that is no, we're not going to get our money back on that, Cam. It's unfortunate. How do you feel about what the Fire are doing at the 78?
I'm excited about that. I heard the story today, just like everyone else. I think Joe Mansueto is really visionary. I'm sorry about the background.
No, it's all good.
You're good. You're good.
I think he's really visionary, and I'm glad that, you know, while we wrestle with these other conversations about where people are going to go, it seems that he's being very decisive, which to me is really helpful in some of these conversations.
When it comes to maybe them wanting infrastructure help and probably needing some money to do that, is it an easier sell to the assembly when someone is putting that type of money in on their own? And is there a lesson to be learned here from that?
It probably is, right? Once again, they haven't asked us for anything in particular yet. But we see in these stadium conversations around the country and very recently back home here in Chicago is that folks are not bringing enough to the table, right? To quote the great American poet Snoop Dogg, everybody's got their cup, but they ain't shit in, right? And so we should, you know, listen to see what the Fire are going to say. But I do think it's a much easier sell if you got some skin in the game and you're bringing your own stuff to the party.
Yeah, you picked the right show to reference Snoop Dogg. earlier today, we were talking about Send Dog and Be Real, Cypress Hill.
Yeah, we're big Cypress Hill people.
Yeah,
big Cypress Hill people. Okay, good.
just for your background. How do you think Illinois football is going to be this year, by the way?
Listen, we won 10 games last year. We're dominant in the Cheez-It Bowl against South Carolina, who I thought was one of the better teams, not just in the SEC, but in the country. We've got, I think, 10 or 11 starters coming back between offense and defense. I'm super excited. Coach Bielema and I spoke the other day, and I am really high on this team, and I think that Illinois football is really finding its groove. It's fun to watch.
How do you feel about the Bears' upcoming season?
I'm excited about them, too. Listen, I'll say – one thing I was initially disappointed in Ryan Poles being an offensive lineman was that he didn't seem to put a lot of focus on that part, right, that piece of the team. We got a generational type of quarterback in Caleb Williams, and with 68 sacks last year, you're putting him in a really bad position. And so I know that this new offense that Coach Johnson is going to run needs athletic, smart O linemen who are also very tough. And I see that they've made some moves both in the offseason and the free agency and the draft. I'm excited about where this team is headed. I think they're going in the right direction.
Cam, didn't you play both offensive and defensive line? Which way do you view yourself?
So at my heart, I'm a defensive lineman, right? Defensive linemen make contact every single snap in the game. And we try to control the tempo. That's who I am. I was an offensive lineman in high school, and then my junior year at U of I, because of some injuries, I had to be switched over to O-line from the D-line. And I tell you what, it was a much harder space for me to be in. The first game I ever played in was Penn State in 2005, and they had a left defensive end named Tamba Hali who took my lunch money in that game over and over again. But I'd much rather be on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, now you could take lunch money from other representatives, you know, in the hallways if need be. Can I give you my Ryan Poles lineman theory? I know you didn't ask, but my theory was that he and Ian Cunningham were finding undersized and under-athletic, you know, guys that they could coach up the way that they thought they could have been coached up as offensive linemen, as opposed to just going and finding some killers in the draft and such.
You might be right with that, because if you look at it, there is a pattern and a trend there. I'm not sure it was the right thing to do, but that is actually a really good way to analyze it.
Let's go Illinois House versus Illinois Senate. Oklahoma drill right now. You and Napoleon Harris. Who wins?
Yes.
There may or may not be video from a House versus Senate softball game last spring where things got a little heated. And I will tell you, I did not lose that one.
That's what's up. Well, all right.
We're going to have to find that video.
I got to reach out to Napo now. Like, he's not going to like that at all. Cam, thanks. I know, right? Cam, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate the education on all of this. And good luck with representing the people well.
Thank you all. I appreciate everything you do. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Cam Buckner. Lawrence, that was a great idea. That was Lawrence Holmes' idea to talk to him, and that was fascinating. Because obviously he's got his agenda and what he wants to happen, but he's obviously so informed with the Cubs part of it and that history. There's a lot there. It's an interesting guy.
Look, we both have had conversations with people over there at Addison and Clark, and there's a lot of people over there that have been looking at all of this stuff that's been going on and being like, wait a damn minute.
Yeah.
We are the number one tourist attraction in the state of Illinois, and we didn't get our way. Now the rest of y'all over here, and y'all gonna get money, y'all gonna get billions of dollars. There are a lot of people over there that are frustrated with the idea of maybe some of these other teams jumping in and not having to spend their own money.
I loved his honesty about how the Cubs lost leverage by saying that they wanted to be there, but what they did get on the back end, they did get some tax breaks. On the back end.
Of course.
For several years into the future, which is something that you do when a company has put its own money in, which they did. Like, there's a horse trading aspect to this.
This is the part where I take my hat off to Joe Mansueto of being like, you know what's going to get me to the finish line?
Mm-hmm.
Not waiting on the Illinois State Assembly. Here's my cash. Cash is king. Money talks and BS walks. And he's, now I got it. Now I have the spot. And if I'm him and I'm the fire, I got the spot. What will you White Sox want to trade to be a part of this? What can we get from you to be a part of this? It's a brilliant political play, but it's also, it shows as an owner, I'm willing to do what it takes.
It's an understanding of how the game has changed, right?
Imagine that.
That's what it is. Top of the hour, we're going to talk to Evanston's own Jeremy Piven, who's now doing stand-up comedy, longtime Emmy-winning actor for his role on Entourage and many, many more other things as well.
And this just got added to our rundown. Our buddy Gabe sat down with Joe Mansueto and asked him about funding. We'll hear that next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Four. Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
So, Spiegs, we're going to talk with Jeremy Piven in a few minutes. But remember how we were talking about Joe Mansueto and what he's done with the 78 and his $650 million?
Leading with his own funding, and then he will try to get the state to come along as well.
Our buddy Gabe Ramirez, who does a lot of stuff with the fire, actually talked with Mansueto about what happened here and why he's doing this himself.
Chicago is certainly a place that has a lot of public opinion, but when it comes to this particular project, they might not have as much. It might be a positive one. Why? Because it is, this thing is privately funded. So talk to me a little bit about why was that important to you, Joe, for this thing to be privately funded?
No, that's right, Gabe. It's 100% privately funded, and it was important to me. This is an investment in Chicago. You know, it reflects our passion and our commitment for the city of Chicago. And it's an investment that's going to create thousands of jobs in the city, not just construction jobs, but ongoing jobs with suppliers, match day personnel. And I really hope it'll revitalize part of Chicago. This where we're located, the 78 has not been developed. And so I think it'll bring a lot of energy, but it really reflects our commitment to the city. And personally, it's my belief that the way stadiums should be funded. You know, they're very expensive, costly to maintain. And I really think that it really should be borne by the owner of the sports teams. That's where most of the value accrues. And so I thought it was the most fair way to do it. So we pursued that path, and it's allowed us to move a little quicker. You know, we don't have any partners. We control everything. So there's been numerous advantages, but really it's about an investment in our city that we all love and feel passionate about and really want to see it thrive in the future.
Obviously, he says that his philosophy on stadiums is doing what he's doing, and that is a feather in the cap. I didn't realize until you showed me the picture that that incredibly beautiful library on the University of Chicago campus in Hyde Park is Mansueto funded.
It's a beautiful library. It's one of the, I think, architectural marvels of the city, right there on 54th and Ellis.
So
it's
gorgeous. He's got experience. He and his wife have experience in funding an architectural marvel already.
It's true. It's very true. Jeremy Piven is here. We are going to talk to him about this career change and him being doing stand-up for the people of Chicago and the people of Evanston. We're going to have a good time. I'm looking forward to this. Next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.